Andrew Schneider on KNI 8KRLS Radio, a segment we like to call Let's Get to Know, here with Luke Hardman, coming off of an excellent football campaign, getting ready for a big senior basketball campaign. Luke, are you ready to get our audience to get to know you a little better?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Awesome. First of all, let's start with, and I mentioned the two big ones, what high school sports and activities have you been involved with, especially in your senior year?
I'm in golf, I'm in basketball, I'm in football, and I did track back in like sophomore year.
Well, and this one may be obvious to our audience, but what's your best high school sports memory so far? There's been some good ones this year so far.
I'd definitely say beating Xavier and celebrating with the students on the field after the game and then my teammates in the locker room. It was a great time.
So let's take a step back. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and what is it now? So let's start with when you were like 5 years old, when you were a kindergartner, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I'm pretty sure I wanted to be like a firefighter, and now it's kind of changing to more of like a financial advisor or a salesman kind of thing. So yeah.
You could still be a firefighter volunteer part-time, right?
Yeah, I could.
Something like that. Who is your role model?
I'd say I've always looked up to Grant Nelson, especially when I was a freshman. He was the senior leader on the team for football and basketball, and I've always looked up to him and trying to fill in his shoes and, yeah, be a leader like he was.
And I know you had some crossover there in terms of you being a little bit younger while he was a senior. What was it like to share some moments with him in football and basketball?
It was great, yeah. He was an excellent leader. He always drove me home, actually, after every practice for basketball because we're neighbors. But, yeah, it was great to know him a lot more, and he was a great player and leader.
Well, I know the answer to this, but do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have three sisters.
And how well do you get along being the lone boy with all those girls?
I get along better than most people would think. I honestly don't start too much fights anymore. I used to when I was younger start a lot of fights with my youngest sister, but now it's getting a lot better. But,
well, Ashley's out of the house, so it's now just three of you, and the odds are getting better.
Yes, they're getting better.
Awesome. This one I ask everybody, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawkeyes, for sure.
And why is that? Is there just growing up, or is there a special team?
Just growing up. My dad's always liked them, so I liked them, but yeah.
What is your best Iowa Hawkeye memory, whether it was a game at Kinnick or over at Carver Hawkeye or something watching on TV with dad? Is there a favorite Iowa Hawkeye memory that you have?
Yeah, I went to a basketball game about like 6 years ago when Jordan Bohannon hit that game-winning shot against Northwestern. I was there, and it was crazy because we were down by like 12 minutes. We were down by 12 points with like 2 minutes left, and then everyone was leaving, but then we ended up coming back, and Jordan hit the game-winning three.
Hey, that's a great memory to have. This is Luke Hardman. Maybe we'll get a three-pointer like that here in the season. Getting to know Luke Hardman, a senior basketball player with the Pella team coming up, the season starting up here soon. Let's go ahead and go to your favorite song on your playlist, whether it's a pregame warm-up song or artist. Is there a go-to that you have?
Yeah, I'd have to say House of Memories by Panic of the Disco. That's a great memory. It hypes me up. I like to do it a lot when I hit Arm Farm and a good workout.
Arm Farm being, that's lifting?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there within that another superstition that you have pregame or something? Do you have to play that song, or is there something that you have pregame that's like a little superstition or ritual?
For pregames for football, I like to listen to a lot of Christian music, just get calm and ready for the game and get my, you know, closer to God and just get ready for a battle. So.
And then for basketball, do you have one yet? Or are you gonna? You have a plan for that?
Maybe some country music, but yeah, I don't really listen to much music before games for basketball. I just stretch and get ready.
Okay, we're gonna shift gears here again with Luke Hardman, senior member of the basketball team. Do you have a prized possession?
No, I really don't. I have a lot of stuff that I keep from like awards and stuff, but I don't really have a prized possession, I'd say.
Okay. Do you have a bucket list place that you've never been to in terms of vacation that you want to go to?
Probably Mexico, some nice resort down in Mexico. That'd be nice to get the all-exclusive, all the food and all that. I'd look forward to doing that.
Have you done that before, or do you have a different best vacation spot that you've had so far?
I haven't done that. I haven't been to Mexico, but my favorite vacation, I'd say, is probably Gulf Shores, Alabama. We went one time when the water was like bright blue, and it was really nice, warm weather, sunny.
And now we mentioned your family earlier. Do you have a favorite family tradition? Does that play into a vacation, or is there something else that you guys do in the Hardman household that's fun or special to you?
Oh, about every spring break, we go down to Florida or some warm place and go to the beach and get a little tan. I always enjoy that, but it's kind of a long road trip.
All right, here's another one. If there is a famous person in history, dead or alive, that you can spend a day with, who would it be and why?
I'd have to say Tiger Woods. It'd be awesome to spend a day or play a round of golf with Tiger Woods. It'd just be fun. He'd teach me and give me some pointers, and it'd just be nice to meet him.
You get to see the GOAT in action. Yeah. That'd be awesome. It'd have to be at Augusta, though, right? Or yes. I guess any of those
Augusta,
courses.
Yeah, Augusta for sure.
Awesome. Then if you could time travel, when and where would you go? Are you a past or a future guy?
I think future. I like to see this world in like about 500 years to see if there's like flying cars everywhere and a bunch of that stuff.
Okay, we're going to shift back here closer to sports. If you could play another sport that you don't participate in or haven't done before, but you had the time to do so, which sport would it be?
Probably baseball. I really never had the time because it's in the summer and I want to get a job and get ready for football and stuff. But back in the day, I used to play baseball. I used to love it, but I wish I would have been able to play baseball these past few years at Pella.
Well, if anyone sees you throwing football, maybe a decent fastball?
Yeah. I used to throw some heat back in the day.
Awesome. Now let's go ahead and focus on this season. What are you looking forward to about this opportunity? There's a big group of seniors coming back, a big group of returners. What are you looking forward to most about this one last time to play basketball here at Pella High School?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to lead the younger guys, and you know, we get to play around a lot of talented players on this team. We have a very high potential this year, and I'm hoping on a state championship, and I plan on that, so yeah.
Awesome. That's Luke Hartman. Great to get to know you. Thank you.
Thank you.